Welcome to the Memoirs Club.
Welcome to the Memoirs Club podcast. I'm your host, FM Rod. This is episode number one. This episode is called Memoir Mentors. First, let me give glory to God, for without Him, I would not be alive today. Thank you for pressing the play button. I appreciate your kindness, and I do not take you for granted. Now, if you're like me, you love to read yourself a good and hopefully juicy memoir. I am currently in the process of writing my first memoir novel, so obviously I am not some expert in the process, but I am a writer. I feel that anybody can write a memoir if they just try. Of course, we all can't be best-selling authors. We all have a story to tell about our past and lessons we've learned, or challenges we have overcome. Even a 13-year-old can write a memoir. A memoir can be very short or very long. I wrote a 25-page memoir the summer after my 13th birthday. Now you might say, that's too short, but I tell you this, I just purchased a 20-to-25-page memoir written by the ex-slave of our 4th U.S. president, who once lived in the White House. The short memoir is called A Colored Man's Reminiscence of James Madison by Paul Jennings. I paid 99 cents. There are also memoir Kindle singles. Everybody loves a good true story. Let me say this first. Memoirs seem to be for nosy people. No offense. I'm not trying to insult you because I would also be insulting myself. I am a self-proclaimed nosy man. We're all a bit curious about the lives of people like ourselves, or especially unlike ourselves. I enjoy reading memoirs written by women. I love reading about what women have experienced and how they view the world, or people who are of a different race. First memoir I remember reading was my freshman year of high school, the autobiography of Malcolm X, which was written with the help of Alex Haley, the author of Roots. I will do an episode about memoirs with ghostwriters versus no ghostwriter in a future episode. I just binge-watched a documentary series on who really killed Malcolm X. Spoiler alert, the host does actually reveal who killed Malcolm X and which gun was used. It's not very long, but it does confirm what Malcolm was saying. I do enjoy memoirs that shed light on history, but we will go over historical memoirs in another episode. Also, we will examine political memoirs. Just look at what Donald Trump is doing for political memoirs. Everybody and their mama seems to be coming out with a memoir or tell-all about our 45th president. Love him or hate him, a lot of nosy people want to know what the heck he's going to do next. A friend of mine at work hates Trump, but follows him on Twitter just to see what craziness he will tweet today. I guess so he can have something interesting to talk about. I listened to the whole Mueller report on Audible for free. If we love reading memoir, then we all want to hear the truth from the horse's mouth. We all want to know the real deal Holyfield. What really happened? Now, I said all that just to segue into our first memoir category, the celebrity memoir. Now, you are probably like me, saying to yourself, but I'm not even remotely close to being a celebrity. Social media is making many celebrities nowadays. This podcast is being posted February 23rd, my birthday. And this podcast is my gift to myself, and hopefully to others who aspire to write their own memoir. My goal with this podcast is to inspire the masses to write their own self-examined memoir. Not for fame or fortune, but for you. Yes, you. Not because you're some kind of narcissistic ace in the hole, but because it is all about you. I like to read some of the comments about a person's memoir that seem to be written by the same reviewer. Here's a comment. He or she seems full of themselves. No shiitake mushrooms. It's a memoir. They are my thoughts about the way I see the world, the way I see myself in the world. If you think writing about me is narcissistic, then you probably picked up my memoir solely to be entertained. What did Cuba Gooding Jr. say to Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire? I am not an entertainer. These are the ABCs of me, baby. You know? Write it first for you, because no one cares more about your story than that man or woman looking back at you in that unforgiving mirror. Write it for that little child that didn't fully understand what he was doing and why he made such good or bad choices. Writing my memoir has revealed a lot about my past motives during those difficult times and the meaning behind some of my actions. It's hard to see the truth of the moments in life while you're walking in them. Let memoir be your therapist. Writing my story is helping me get beyond the pain of my past by putting things into perspective. But will anyone read my story? The right person might someday. Like Reuben Hurricane Carter, and that person helped set him free. They helped each other. So write your story. Let's talk about celebrity memoirs. I don't really see comments on celebrity memoirs that say they are full of themselves. I'm sure there are some out there, but I doubt many. Why is that? Someone who picks up a celebrity memoir knows a bit about the author, and they want to know more intimate details. A non-celebrity needs to rely on their story to hook a reader. I just received my copy of Kobe Bryant's memoir of sorts, The Mamba Mentality. Big news right now is still Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter meeting their tragic demise on January 26 in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. I live less than an hour away from there. At first, the news seemed unbelievable. Kobe Bryant can't be dead. Being in California near LA, I am a Lakers fan. Magic Johnson, Kareem, then Kobe, Shaq. When I finally got the confirmation that his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, was with Kobe, her dad, that's when it hit me hard. I have a 12-year-old daughter and a 23-year-old daughter, too, as well as a 9-year-old son. I could not even imagine something so awful. Someday, Kobe's wife might write a memoir. Maybe never. If she does, it will be a bestseller. The celebrity memoir has a built-in audience. They are well known, but that does not always guarantee a bestseller. With the internet today, memoirs can be sold on the back of a social media following, sometimes within their own niche following, or by making the podcast rounds where they have their own niche audiences that can be exposed to your story and have your audience expanded by that podcast. I hope to one day interview people on my podcast who have written a memoir. Celebrity or not, if you're near Southern California, DM me or email me. I would love to interview you if you wrote a memoir. But make sure you have an audio version of your book so I can listen to it ASAP, because I take too long reading an actual paper book. David Goggins is a good example of that type of audience being built organically over time on the social media and through podcast exposure. On podcasts like the Ritual Podcast or YouTube like on the Joe Rogan Experience, read David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me. Amazing book. I'll do a podcast on his book soon. We might think celebrities have it easy. Not always. They have to be timed just right. A celebrity memoir can be a 15 minutes of fame memoir. Kidnapping victim. A celebrity being hounded by a publishing house wanting to capitalize on their brand. But a memoir is the poetry of your life, not just a reality TV show. We get a glimpse into your inner world, your mentality. Kobe, may he rest in peace, shared his Mamba mentality. And that is the legacy he leaves to the world. He figured out what others were doing and did what they were not doing, which was more, a lot more. You don't have to be a celebrity to write a memoir. You don't need to be published to be a memoirist. Be a little full of yourself. Write about yourself, even if it never goes viral. But at the very least, it will do your soul some good. You might even be remembered by strangers. Now, a quick message and shout out to one of my mentors at imnotyou.com, Nii Shobo. I pray you write your memoir someday, brother. I know you will. And when you do, please come be a guest on my podcast. I have been a day one listener. I heard you on the Retro Podcast years ago, and I have listened to every episode of the Sports Motivation Podcast more than once. This podcast was started because of your words ringing in my head telling me to just start. I bought the domain name, memoirist.club, then I stopped. Scared, I don't have the voice to do this. But I kept listening to your words of encouragement and drive. Bought a mic, stopped again. Kept letting your podcast wash over me. Bought a Surface Pro, stopped. Kept on listening. Heart pounding, stop. You are not cut out for this. Your voice like a snare drum in my ear. Don't stop. Don't quit. Be a lion in the jungle. Thank you, Nii, for doing what you do. It can be difficult for a lion in the zoo to take a step out of that cage. So keep pushing. Keep prodding. Their legs have atrophied. It may take some time for the legs to get stronger, or to get strong enough to one day run. But keep pushing, Nii. Thank you. Roger that. If you're still listening, this is the Memoirist Club. That was the introduction to my podcast. Man, that was terrible. Anyhow, I'm trying to get through this podcast, and it sounded terrible, but I listened to it and listened to it, and God bless you for still listening. But I wanted to give a shout out to a few people. First of all, I want to give a shout out to God. I am a believer. But there's a few people I wanted to thank also. I wanted to thank Nii Shobo from imnotyou.com. He's got an amazing podcast over at imnotyou.com. Check it out. He's been instrumental in pushing me. I mean, I hate this guy. I hope he's listening to this because I'm going to send him a message. I hate that he pushes me to just say, forget it, F it, as he would say. I'm not much of a cusser. Well, I am, but I try not to be. My wife does not like cussing. But anyways, Nii Shobo has been instrumental in pushing me every day. I listen to his podcast like I'm taking a whooping every day. And he just pushes me as he'll push you to your best performance. Now, listen to that podcast I just did in one take. That was brutal. I don't know if I want to put it out there, but I'm going to put it out there because I'm done waiting. I'm done being scared. And no one's going to hear it anyways. Nobody's listening to this. Hopefully, Nii Shobo's listening to this. If you are, thank you for listen to my podcast. If you're not, because you couldn't listen to it, if you didn't even get this far, I'm so sorry. I'm sure in the email I told you please get this far so you can hear the shout out. Hopefully you fast forwarded to that mess, but I don't care now. I just want to get it out there. I know trial by fire, it's gonna be hard. I'm not a podcaster. I'm not a regular speaker. This is just something I want to do. I love listening to books. I love reading them, hearing all kinds of stories, learning from them. I know you're into history now, Nii Shobo, if you're listening. And I'm just getting into history. Malcolm X was my first introduction into history. And there's so many other books to listen to. I'm sorry you could hear all my breathing in that. I did that in one take, and I just wanted to get through it. And I was not going back. I did a first take, then a second take, then I said, just go, keep going, finish this mess, just get through it. And I did. Thanks to Nii Shobo, I'm saying, forget it, F it, just get through it. I'm done. I got no show notes for this one. This is just from the heart right here. The intro I did, I wrote it down. I was getting lost. I was nervous as hell. Another person I want to give a shout out is David Goggins. I listened to him on Ritual Podcast first time, and his book just came out, and it's blowing up the charts. He's right under Michelle Obama, who's selling a lot of books. But David Goggins, if you haven't heard of him, he was a guy that pushed himself through the fire, yanked himself out of a hellhole, which was in his mind, which is where I feel I am. I'm 40-some years old, and I feel like I haven't done that. I haven't pushed myself through all my bull. But his book is called Can't Hurt Me, and it's an amazing read. Listen to the Audible. He does it podcast style. A friend of his ghost writer, you call him, whatever the heck you want to call him, the guy that helped him write the book, reads the book. Because he says the book isn't about David Goggins. It's about me, the reader. Me, the one that's dealing with the crap just like he was. And he got through the mess. And that's what the book's about. He wants to get through that mess. Help people get through their own mess. And come out the other side. And that's why I'm doing an outro to my intro. It was tough. It was brutal for me. Just listen to myself. So I can't put it out there. I'm not going to put it out there. But I'm going to put it out there. I don't care. Some people probably already didn't even get to this part. But someday, people will be listening to me. They'll love my show. They'll come here to find out about memoirs and about life. I don't know what this podcast can be exactly. What I'm going to talk about. Hopefully, it's from the heart. I need to talk this way. Make some notes. I'm going to be breaking down memoirs, breaking down how they're written, and also taking the life lessons from them and talking about them and how they've helped me write my memoir or get through my stuff. Writing a memoir, you're going through your crap. You're figuring out what the hell happened to you. What did I go through? How do I become better? But David Goggins was instrumental. Need Shobo started it. Years ago, I've been listening to him since day one, literally day one, when he showed up at the Rich Roll podcast. And I think that's pretty much day one for him. He came off of Tony Robbins seminar. He was there with his wife. And that was just the beginning. He didn't even have a podcast yet. I'm sure he thought about it. Maybe after seeing Rich Roll, he said, maybe I could do this. I can do this. He said, I'm going to do this. How tough is it? He figured it out. But I am day one listener. If that is day one, I'm day one. I've been there, and then I missed when this podcast started. But I went back, listened to the episodes. I've been following him since day one, getting whooped. Every episode, getting my back whooped, getting my butt chewed out. Oh, for years, unfortunately, just not getting him like a mule getting taken up the daggone mountain that doesn't want to go. But that's why that intro is brutal to listen to, but I don't care. I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to retake it. You're going to have to hear me sniffling. I got sinus problems. I don't know how to breathe right when I'm talking. But people say I can talk, but off the cuff. When I know what I'm talking about. Right now, I'm passionate. Oh, it was brutal to listen to. But I'm putting it out there. I don't care. I want to go back after my 100th episode. Or how many more episodes. And just listen to it. And just hear how far I've come. And this may be a little glimpse of it. Because I got no show notes right now. I'm not reading a script. I feel like I'm needing a show right now. The way he talks. And he just puts it out there. He don't care. He'll cuss. I want to cuss so bad, but I won't do it. My wife might listen to this and ask me, why did I cuss? I'm not cussing. Not right now. Maybe I will in the future. I don't know. Maybe I'll stop caring about that. But it's not that important. But what's important is that I get through my mess. And first book I will be bringing up, because I'll be breaking down books, will probably be David Goggins' book, because that book, I listened to it in probably a couple of days, because, you know, I work an 8-hour shift. I can only listen for so many hours. But I could not stop listening to that book. His story was amazing. His story was crazy. I thought I had it bad growing up. No, that was nothing. This guy, you know, I didn't get whooped. This guy got whooped. But in my mind, I whooped myself. I put myself down after a while. Listen to my cousins or whoever that put me down. It just hurt. And I put myself down so much that I stopped believing myself. Even with all these God-given abilities, I got to start drawing more. I got to start writing more. I need to write this memoir. Because the memoir that I want to write is about growth. And it's about my insecurities and going through that mess. And like him, people pleaser, want everybody to like you. But just gotta be yourself. If you gotta be a lone wolf, then you be a lone wolf. My wife, oh, she's like a little mini, she's like a knee shovel to me right here in the daggone house. Kicking my butt every day. What is that? Pick up after yourself. You're a freaking slob. Not that she's nagging, but she just, I can't hide. I can't be a slob. I can't be my worst self around her, because she has to trip over it. You know, she has to see me at my worst stuff and say, hey, you can do better. You can be better. I need you to be at your best. You know, that's what she's telling me without telling me, without her screaming. She's not going to tell me what to be. She's just telling me, I'm expecting better from you. And that's even part of this podcast. I want this podcast to succeed for her, for myself, for my own self-esteem. And I want to finish something. You know, I don't know what else I'm going to do with my life, but I definitely am going to do this on a consistent basis. I need to do this. People say I like to talk. I do. Even though I seem shy, I say I'm an introvert. I don't know. That's just what I've told myself. Maybe I'm not. Because my wife says I talk to everybody. And I do. I'm not afraid to talk to people. I know we all got issues. And I'm hoping to tackle mine in this podcast. I hope you join me for the ride. Check me out on the Memoirist Club on Instagram. My goal is to get my my online domain is bought. Memoirist.club. That's it right there. If you see it up, then I've succeeded getting it up, putting it out there. But I'm not that tech savvy, but it's got to be done because I want to do this. And Nii, thank you for pushing me. I will send you an email. I'm sure you got it. Thank you so much for lighting the fire under my ass, as you would say. David Goggins. I'm not sending him a message, but that may be the first book I tackle on this podcast. The Memoirist Club podcast. But thank you. If you heard this far, God bless you. And I will see you on the next episode. Before I go, I finish this outro to my intro. I don't want to forget thanking my kids, my son especially. He's the one that did the intro to this Memoirist Club. He did it in one take. He's a beast. I love that little kid. He is nothing like I was, and maybe he is like me. I don't know. He's very outgoing. He's very sensitive. He's my little road dog. He's my little kid. I love him. Thank you, Ethan, if you listen to this when you're older. Daddy loves you. And I'll probably forever have that introduction for my son. He'll probably make another one when he gets older. He'll be dad. I was a little kid. But anyhow, these kids grow up so fast. And I want him to have the dad that I didn't have. As I said in my podcast, you know, I grew up without a father. So being here with these kids, loving them, being their dad, it's important. So I need to tackle my insecurities. I need to tackle my weaknesses so I can help my son grow up to be a good man, a better man than me. I just got to be better for him, for my kids, for my wife. And shout out to my wife. I love you. If you're listening to this, I wasn't too embarrassed to let you hear it. Or somebody told you about it and you heard it. But anyways, you know, I love you. You're the love of my life. And thank you for lighting that fire under me too. Pushing me. And I don't know where this podcast is going, but I hope it goes somewhere. I hope I'm able to keep it going, be consistent with it. And I will see you guys at the top of this heap. I will stack the episodes up. I will keep on reading. And nothing can hurt me at this point. I'm done being scared. Thank you, Nini Shobo, again. Shout out to you and your podcast. I wish I could have joined the KI. Killer Instinct. Maybe next time if you do one. If you don't, that's okay. You got tons of episodes and I listen to them all the time, over and over. I need to go back and just sit down and write them down, write out my plan, and get this going. So this is FM Raj signing out. Roger that. David Goggins will say it's done. It's going to get put out there. No more delaying. No more waiting. I'm putting it out there. And then I'm going to put out the next one. And the next one. It will get done. I promise myself that. God bless. And stay safe. And good night from the Memories Club podcast.